What up, everybody? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Hey, you know what, everybody? Let's say a prayer. Thank you, the Most High Universe, for blessing me to get up healthy another day, to see my husband healthy, and to be able to breathe and get through life. I know we have challenges that we deal with in this world. We deal with people who are inconsiderate. We deal with a lot of different things. And I just want to say thank you to my Creator for waking me up this morning and waking my husband up this morning and keeping our family safe. In your name. Hallelujah. Listen, my husband his uncle passed last Saturday from the coronavirus, and I just want to put this out to everybody. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Stop playing with your life, especially black men, especially black people who are afraid to go to the doctor, people who believe in conspiracy theories and different things of that nature. Stop playing with your life, because this shit has got us paranoid. To I don't know. And the sad thing about it is, I understand why we're paranoid. I get it. Because, you know, a cough back in the day just seemed like a regular common cough. Oh, it could be the pollen or the mold in the air, or you just a general cough or something, just a cough or a sneeze. And it seemed that things have really gotten bad. And the reason why I'm saying this is because me and my husband are on high alert. And being that his uncle passed away because he did not want to get medical attention, he waited 2 weeks. I understand. It's scary. We don't want to face that. We don't want to believe that it happened to us. But at an alarming rate that is happening, and I'm not saying that it ain't happening in other communities, but at an alarming rate that it is affecting African-American people more than any other race right now. It is affecting the Caucasian race. It is affecting people. But my thing of it is that if you're sick, don't post your symptoms up on Facebook like somebody's going to tell you something different because you want somebody to talk you out of going to the doctor. If you're feeling a certain way and you feel sick and you feel like it's a feeling that you never felt before, don't second guess yourself. Just go to the damn doctor. Don't post up nothing. Don't tell people, oh, I was sick for 2 weeks. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. And, you know, don't do that. Please don't do that. Because I'm going to be compelled to write some fucked up shit on your post. And I'm trying not to be that person. And I hate that, you know, we have inconsiderate people in the world. Because the other day, me and my husband went to Dollar Tree. And it just, I don't know, it's like a electric magnet or something, like these two the sickest people in the world come to this Dollar Tree, okay? When me and my husband pulled up, it was this man that pulled up in this fucked up Buick, Lincoln Buick. He just looked like he was a child predator, big fat white dude, looked like he looked like he had some kind of cold, looked like some pedophile that kidnaps kid. And then you have this other black guy who was old. He looked like he just didn't give a fuck. These two people. Now, me and my husband, we're trying to get in and get out. Get in the store, get out. We're trying not to be touched too much shit, all that type of stuff. Because we don't have no face masks. All we have is gloves, okay? So, we're trying to get in and get out. So, I'm in one aisle, my husband's somewhere else. We hear this man. I know my husband heard it. He sneezes, and then you can hear it like he sneezed with his mouth open. And then when you walk, I was like, oh my God, I'm trying to find my husband. My husband's calling me in the store loud. Like, it's only like 6 people in the store. It ain't really that many people in the store. So he's sneezing. And when I came up on him, I didn't come fully up on him. I seen him at a distance and he's sitting there smiling. Then in another hour, then it's the black guy. He's coughing. And it don't even sound like he coughing with his hand over his mouth. Do you understand that my husband is on 10? My husband's the most lovable, pleasant person in the world. But since this shit is happening, my husband will turn into a beast on you. He will curse you out. He will knock your ass out. And that's what I'm saying. I can't be, both of us can't be on 10. I have to mellow my husband. I have to be his yin to his, he has to be my yang. You see what I'm trying to say? So I have to mellow him out. Because if we both on 10, we're going to be like some Bonnie and Clyde. We're going to be on some, I don't give a fuck how old or whatever. Because people out here being really inconsiderate and being rude and not giving a fuck. They doing shit and they know that this is not like something just happened last night. This is something that's been going on for, this is in April now. It's been going on since, what, I say the end of February? So, and now everybody is aware of keeping your fucking distance. People that don't even speak fucking English, I'm pretty sure they watch Telemundo, Telemundo news and all that. They understand. But people feel like they can't get this shit. I understand everybody thinking about, oh, the 5G conspiracy. Yeah, I think it's something behind that. But I don't think it got nothing to do with the coronavirus. I don't think that. That's just my opinion. That's just me. But listen to what I'm trying to say. My sister went to New York City for money to help, you know, with the patients. And they sent her to the worst hospital, Elmhurst in Queens, I'm sorry, where you seen on TV with the reefers stacking the bodies up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's the one they sent her to. And I've been worrying for my sister because she has some shit going on, you know what I'm saying? And they saying that if you have any underlying issues in your body, that you know, that's not a good thing. So people out there, please respect your neighbor. Please respect your neighbor. I know we want to get back to things like going to the movies, going out to eat. I know we want to do all those wonderful things. But maybe sometimes a bad thing has to happen for humanity to bring a sense of calm with each other. Because right now, people are about money. People don't care about rent hikes and mortgage hikes. They don't care about, you know, paying. It's just a lot of different things. The recession is going to come. And anytime, I'm going to just tell you like this. Anytime the gas prices get down to $1.28, anytime you see the gas getting to that point, the recession is going to happen. So just be prepared for it. It ain't going to get better next week. It ain't going to do this. See that. And that's going to wake people's minds up. That's raising rent on properties, ridiculous rent on properties, and making it hard for people to rent. They're going to get back to the point where, oh, you got a job? Okay, that's fine. Because people want to, I feel like it has to be a reality check for these greedy management companies that's trying to raise rent on properties that's not worth in neighborhoods that's not good. Excuse me. So I just want to say, stay safe out there. Please, everybody, please stay safe. This is Coco Red signing off, and I just want to say thanks for listening and be safe. Peace.